Digging Deeper into Romans 8:28, a compilation.
When a Christian utters the phrase, "all things work together for good," he or she is referring to a portion of one of the most quoted, claimed verses in the New Testament, Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Or as the King James Version translates it, "and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." God works all things together for good, both His good and our good. As God is glorified, His people benefit. In Romans 8, Paul contrasts a life lived in selfish pursuits, the flesh, and one lived in league with or in accordance with God, the Spirit. He impresses upon readers that our sovereign God is all-knowing, all-wise, and all-powerful. Those who love God can trust His goodness, His power, and His will to work out all things for our good. We journey together with Him. The promise that God works all things together for good does not mean that all things, taken by themselves, are good. Some things and events are decidedly bad, but God is able to work them together for good. He sees the big picture. He has a master plan. Neither does the promise that God works all things together for good mean we will acquire all that we want or desire. Romans 8:28 is about God's goodness and our confidence that His plan will work out as He sees fit. Since His plan is always good, Christians can take confidence that no matter our circumstances or environments, God is active and will conclude things according to His good and wise design. With this knowledge, we can learn to be content. The fact that God works all things together for good means God's plan will not be thwarted. In fact, we are part of His plan, having been called according to His purpose. When we trust God in His way, we can be sure that He is active and powerful on our behalf. God knows the future, and His desires will be accomplished. "I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please." Even when things seem chaotic and out of control, God is still in charge. We sometimes worry about what's happening to us because we do not know what is best for us, but God does. The principle of God working all things together for good is well illustrated in the Old Testament account of Joseph's life. Early in Joseph's life, Joseph's jealous brothers sold him into slavery. In Egypt, Joseph rises to a position of responsibility. Then he is unjustly imprisoned and forgotten about by his friends. God gives him the ability to interpret dreams, and through that ability, Joseph is once again raised to a place of honor and power. When drought forces Joseph's brothers to seek food elsewhere, they travel to Egypt and encounter Joseph, who eventually saves them from starvation and grants them a livelihood in his new land. Throughout his life, Joseph trusted God no matter his good or bad circumstances. Joseph experienced plenty of bad things: kidnapping, slavery, false accusations, wrongful imprisonment, rejection, and famine. But in the end, God brought things to a wonderful, life-affirming conclusion. God blessed Joseph's entire family through those painful circumstances and through Joseph's faith. You can read about Joseph's life beginning in Genesis 37. Paul's life is another testament to how God works all things together for good. Paul suffered shipwrecks, beatings, imprisonment, murder attempts, temporary blindness, and more, all within God's plan to spread the gospel. Through it all, God was steadfastly working to bring about good and glorious results. After promising that God works all things together for our good, Romans 8 concludes with the wonderful fact that God trumps everything that comes against him and those who belong to him. The Christian is assured that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's love is everlasting, and his wisdom is infinite. It doesn't matter who or what attempts to thwart God's plan, no one and nothing can. God will work all things together for the good of those who love him. Our decision to align our will with God's and to always trust him will be rewarded. GodQuestions.org. The way to understand any single Bible passage is to remember that Scripture interprets Scripture. The key to understanding the true hope of Romans 8:28 is to understand the good that Paul is writing about. Verses 28 and 30 tell us, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified." The good that is guaranteed in this passage is our redemption. Even before he made the world, God made the decision that his work in us would be completed no matter what. This means that the grace you and I reach out for in times of trouble is never shaky or at risk. It is a present expression of a plan that was settled before this world began. It is so good to know that when things in you and around you have been damaged or compromised, nothing can damage, interrupt, or stop your true security, which is found in God and his grace poured out for you. This proper understanding of this wonderful passage gives hope even when you look around and have no hope. Paul David Tripp. God is the master of reversing hurt. Disappointments are really his appointments. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Nothing comes into the life of a child of God without the Heavenly Father's permission. God allows delays, difficulties, and disappointments for his greater purposes. With God's help, our disappointments can become opportunities to know and trust him in a deeper way. Rick Warren. Because many are the afflictions of the righteous, it is certainly comforting to recall God's promise in Romans 8:28. In fact, in order to come through our many trials, difficulties, battles, and temptations victoriously, it is imperative that we make this promise a vital part of our lives. We need to get this principle so deeply ingrained within us that it becomes impossible for us to forget, neglect, or overlook it. Romans 8:28 is something that should be as much a part of our thoughts and way of looking at things as the necessity of prayer, the importance of God's Word, the inevitability of tests and trials, and the certainty of God's love. If we fail to send the events of our daily lives through the filter of Romans 8:28, if we fail to constantly view our disappointments, hurts, problems, illnesses, etc., through the perspective that Romans 8:28 gives us, we will tragically miss many of the valuable lessons the Lord is trying to teach us, and we will rob ourselves of the peace that comes from trust in our all-powerful God. If you learn to entrust every trial of life to the Lord, your life will be richer, life's lessons more profound, and your mind more tranquil. You will also more easily recognize the Lord's hand in the events of your life. It makes all the difference when you look at life's problems, trials, and tribulations with the faith that comes from the knowledge that the Lord promises to work these together for your good. Maria Fontaine.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.